Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Halakech lezera v'la behema. If a person buys, like Mishnah Shon explains, from a chenvani, from a storekeeper, he buys grain or seeds to plant, and they're demai, v'la behema, and also to give to animals. So demai, we know, so if it's vadai, person knows that it's maestrus, like we had in the end of the first parak of Peah, one is not allowed to plant maestrus. However, demai, they allowed you to plant. So if you buy it in order to plant, so you're potter from taking off maestr, because it's demai, and like we said, there's rov. V'la behema, and also, if you buy it specifically to give to animals, also potter from taking off maestrus, dafka by demai. But the Rav says that if you would buy it in the beginning for a human, you buy it to eat, and then you change your mind and give it to an animal, or l'chayr, the Mishnah Shani says the same thing, if you buy it for a human and then you decide to plant it, there the Rav says you're chayiv to be maestr demai. So why is that? So the Mishnah Shani explains that even though you changed your mind after you bought it, he says that maybe the reason is the gzera, that since you once have this thought that you're going to eat it, so even if though now you're using it to give to an animal or plant, we're concerned that since this one thought was once in your head, you may end up eating it eventually. So they didn't want that to happen, obviously. So now you have to take off maestrus from this demai. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, kemach la'oros, if you buy flour of demai and you buy it not to eat, but you buy it for hide, for skin, leather, they used to use that to soften it, whatever they would do. Shemen laner, or you buy oil for candles. Shemen losuch bos hakelim, oil to anoint kelim, to smooth out kelim. Notice that we don't say oil to smooth the skin, because like the Mefarshim explained, sicha hi kishasiya, putting liquid on your skin is like drinking, like we say on Yom Kippur. So that you're not allowed to do. And like the first soul explains, the only gzera we make on demai is things that you would eat or smear on the body. Obviously drink too. Mishnah continues, mikziv ulahalon, so Ksiv is in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, and Ksiv is the last place that the Olei Bavel conquered in Eretz Yisrael when we came back. Even though north of that, the Olei Mitzrayim conquered, when we came out of Mitzrayim, we conquered that. Still, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is dependent on what the Olei Bavel conquered afterwards. So further north than Ksiv does not have Kedusha Legabi Maisris. So Mikziv ulahalon, from Ksiv and northwards, Pater min Admai. It's Pater from Dmai, and the Rav says we're not Choshish that maybe there are parrots from Eretz Yisrael that were taken from there to Ksiv and further. Rather, we just say there's a Chazaka that since it's the Makom of Chutz La'aretz, so it's potter, unless you know that it came from Eretz Yisrael, and vice versa as well. But the Tiferes Yisrael explains, but if it was Vadai, that the Amorites did not take Maestrus off, there we would be chayiv to do it, because of this gzera of places that were close to Eretz Yisrael. Only because it's demai, they didn't make this gzera, similar to like a sfeik sfeika. Like we said, the suffix whether an Amma Aretz took off Maestrus, and even if he did not take off Maestrus, mistama, it came from Chutz La'aretz, and it did not come from Eretz Yisrael, and was not brought there. Now the next few cases are cases where the Amma Aretz has to give something to a Kohen, and he's more careful and scared to give to a Kohen, so we're going to see where we're makel by that. So chalas Amma Aretz, so we're talking to a chover that's a person that's kneading the dough for an Amma Aretz, and he wants to now give it to a Kohen that's also a Chaver, so he's potter from taking off Maestrus. Va'meduma, Meduma is not Demai, not to be confused, but Meduma is where complete Truma falls into Chulin,
and there's not more than 100 Chulin to the Truma to be Mevatalit.
So one has to give the whole thing to the Kohen. What about Maestrus? It's from an Alma Aretz. So here you're potter from Demai, because since the Alma Aretz knows that it's going to a Kohen, he's potter from Demai. Va'lekuch bekesef Maestrus Sheni. And also, so let's say somebody has money from Maestr Sheni, he's paid the Maestr Sheni on money, and now, for example, he's in Yerushalayim, and he wants to buy fruit, and he buys from an Amaretz, so he buys Demai. And the Tosfos Yontif explains that the Amaretz has to know that this is Maestr Sheni that he's buying with money Maestr Sheni. So now the Amaretz is scared, so here, you get this fruit from the Amaretz, don't worry about Maestr here. This Demai is mutter to eat, because again, he's scared. And here it doesn't make a difference whether the money that you got initially when you were paid that came from that original fruit that was also Demai, or that original fruit was regular vadai, still you're putter from taking maestrus, because Am Haaretz is still going to be careful no matter what. Ushari menachos, and the Kohen would bring the carbon mincha, and he put in his hand onto the mizbeach, and the leftovers were eaten by the Kohanim, and they weren't concerned, even if it came from an Am Haaretz, that they would give them something that was not mesukin, that something that wasn't prepared in kosher. Mishnah says, in all these cases, peturin min hadamai. Shemen Arev, Mishnah continues, this is like perfume oil. The Rav says Shemen Afar Simon. Some say that it's olive oil mixed with other different spices, but it's not used to eat. Beishamai Mechayvin, Beishol Poitrin. So here Beishamai is Mechayv, because it's used to anoint. And the Rosh says that it's used to anoint for Meshicha, but not for Achila. And they're more Machmir, Beishol Poitrin, because they weren't as Machmir for Sicha as much as they were for Achila. Now, this is on this specific type of oil. However, we said earlier that if one buys regular food for Sicha, there we are Machmir.
Like we said, only shemen soch losuch bo es hakelim. But if it's regular oil, it's not used with spices and stuff that's just for anointing and smelling, there, if it could be used for achila or shesila, and you happen to use it for your body and anoint it, there you're chayiv in demai.